I'm so glad you're joining me today for Glorious Living. I believe that God is going to touch your heart and encourage you, so stay tuned. Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and it's always a joy for me to welcome you into Studio C, along with my dear friend and co-host, Chrissy.
Here I am, Cifuentes. The co-host. I love being with you, Miss Kathy.
You are such an encouragement to me.
She's
always smiling and
I
so
try.
Fun.
Thank you, Miss Kathy. Well, it's easy to be fun sitting next to you, and the joy of the Lord just radiates through Studio C. When we walk in and get together, it's always a good time.
Yeah, you know, really, this whole campus, this whole Jesse Duplantis Ministries is saturated, dripping with the presence of God.
Ooh,
so it's real easy to walk in that, right?
Yeah, that's why you have to come and visit, because it is. It's just so much fun to work at a place where the truth of the gospel is being shared on every available voice.
Yes.
It's absolutely inspiring, and I know you're going to be inspired today. And I'd love to share a glorious story from someone who has the truth on their mind. They want to keep studying. It says, "Praise God for your lives. Continue to spread the truth, Brother Jesse and Pastor Kathy, until Jesus comes. I'm always encouraged by your preaching and teaching. It invigorates my soul and always helps me in times when I need it the most. Glory be to God." This is your partner from the Philippines.
The Philippines.
All the way from the Philippines.
Wow, I love that. You know, people watch from all over the world through so many different platforms, and this is what God has called us to do for 49 years
now. Wow, it's amazing.
Reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time.
One soul at a time. It's so exciting to know that this program and so many others, we have so many shows daily going out into the airwaves everywhere you are, that people from the Philippines, Australia, anywhere throughout the United States, Canada, are all being touched and changed by the glorious gospel.
And I think I was looking at the figures recently, and I think we're getting close to 1.7 million followers across all of our platforms. And of course, we're gaining followers on the Spanish platforms as well.
Yes, everything's being translated into Spanish, as well as our magazine. So we have a lot of work going on, and we're getting it done. It's good stuff.
And it's a lot of fun.
It sure is.
And
I love it.
And today we're going to have a lot of fun,
yes,
too.
Yes, we will.
So excited to welcome back Mary Holton to the program. Mary is Jesse's administrative assistant. She is such a blessing to us here at the ministry. She's been serving for 27 years. And she is such a blessing to me and Jesse, as well as our whole family. Mary is here with us today to inspire and encourage you to remain joyful and confident in every season or circumstance of life. Welcome back, Mary.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so blessed to be here.
Your sister's like a daughter to me.
I love it.
She calls me mom sometimes and Dad sometimes. But, you know, we have a lot of spiritual children, but there's only one Mary.
I love it. You're my spiritual sister, Mary. I can always come to you whenever I have something on my mind or something to share, and we get to chatting about the Lord, and the joy of the Lord just exudes out of you.
You're
so
kind.
I love having you here with us. I said I wanted to get my blonde wig on. I feel like I need to match. I want to be a part of the family.
Be yourself.
Okay, I'll be myself.
Be your unique self.
Okay, well, here I am.
I like your dark hair.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I know. I think I'll keep it. But it's always so good to have you with us, and I know that the Lord has placed something on you to share, and it's just exciting to hear what you have to say.
Thank you. Well, I came to you with an idea. It was not something I would normally do, but it was just so strong on me, and it just was sharing part of my testimony.
Yes.
And I feel like that God wants to use this to touch. I know it's going to touch more than just one person that's watching today. And I can only speak from my own experience. And that is, especially going around Mother's Day, I know some people might not have their mothers for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I'm in that same boat. Mm-hmm. My mother, this year will be 20 years since my mom went to heaven.
Yeah.
And at first, it was very difficult to go through Mother's Day and all of those experiences, but God really just healed me.
I know, y'all were so close.
Very
too.
Close.
She's a beautiful woman.
Yes. So I know a lot of times, most people I would say can probably have that same testimony that they're friends with their mother more than not being friends or having some type of
Friendship.
Yes. And so when she passed, it was very unexpected, and it was not a tragedy in that how she passed was not a tragedy, but it was a shock to us because she was very young. And I was just fairly newly married, 8 years when we married, and she passed on our anniversary, so it was kind of twofold.
Oh, wow. And you were living here in New Orleans at the time.
Yes.
Your mom's still living in California.
California. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So the first few, actually, Mother's Days were a little bit difficult, but God really just healed me in that process. And even during her passing, this is part of what I want to share today, too, is that you don't have to bear the grief of it. You don't have to get stuck in that spot. And
that's God, so good.
Yeah.
So many people do that. They live in that moment of stuck.
And they,
and there were a lot of good memories, but the loss just overwhelms them.
It overwhelms them. And grief is a killer. And that's why Jesus talked about, you know, in Isaiah 53, part of his healing is that he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. So if he bore it, and Jesse says this all the time, if he bore our sicknesses, bore our sorrows, bore our griefs. Why do we want to carry that when he took that from us?
So good, so
and then
true.
Another thing that really blessed me, probably more than anything at that time, was Jesse's statement, and I share it with anyone, is that they're not in your past, they're in your future.
Oh, hallelujah.
It is so true.
And during that time, grief was trying to attach itself to me, to the point where I was having palpitations in my heart, and I felt like my heart was going to just come out of my chest. And God just really kept bringing that phrase to my mind anytime I had that feeling. And I just had to use that and stand on that to get rid of the grief.
Say that again, what you said at that time, you would say.
I would say, my mom's not in my past, she is in my future. And that set me free.
Yeah, because you knew you'd see her again.
I knew I would see her again. And the Bible says we don't have to grieve like.
She was a believer.
She was a believer. So I know where she is. And I had great peace and I had great comfort in that.
Yes.
But so like my first Mother's Day, it was hard. And I think part of me in the like in the natural was like, I just don't want to be a part of that. And I shunned it. But it was to my own disadvantage. And it's a choice. You choose if you're going to carry on in that grief or if you're going to carry on in that pity party. And I think there's a misconception in the world that, you know, there's a certain amount of time that has to pass for you to grieve properly to maybe pay your respects to your family member or whoever you're close to. And I think that's not true. God can heal that. And when you have that assurance that where your loved one is, you don't have to grieve like the world grieves, and you don't have to hold on to that like everyone else tends to. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah. Total makes sense.
So
that's amazing. And I love what you're saying about how people tend to get stuck, because I know so many people, even friends of mine, who try to tell them, I know it's hard and I'm here for you, but just know that you're going to see him. Again, that's the hope of glory we have in Jesus.
Absolutely.
That's where our faith comes from. And so just to hear your testimony of even in this time where we just came out of Mother's Day, there's so many people watching that probably have similar experiences. You're letting them know it's not too late.
It's not too late. And there's obviously, I can only speak from my own experience. There's probably hundreds of other reasons why maybe their loved one has gone on, but you don't, and it could be, it doesn't have to be a mother, it could be a father, whoever. You don't have to get stuck. You don't have to be in that space and live in that grief when Jesus bore that for you. He took it for you.
That's so good. I love that, because, you know, it's for many people, it just seems like time just stands still. That we use the term stuck, but it's like they can't decide what to do.
Right.
Because they're so used to the way things were. But God wants to remove the pain of that.
Yes.
With the joy of knowing you will see them one day. But even though you may not feel joyful, of course, it's normal. And it's I remember the story in the Bible where Jesus, when he heard that John the Baptist had been beheaded and that he went by himself and sat by the lake, and took a minute, and then he says he began preaching and proclaiming, repent, for the kingdom of God is
picked
at hand.
Picked up his message.
He continued the message.
Wow.
You have to realize what was his purpose?
Yeah.
So each one of us has a purpose, and we can't get sidetracked by the disappointments of life, whatever they may be, whether it's a loss of a mother or a father or a child. There's so many, that would, to me, be the worst possible thing. But even then, God can be the help and the strength
Absolutely.
That you need to help you to carry on and walk towards your purpose. Because one day we all will be united together.
Amen.
And
That's
before you beautiful. Know it, we'll all be in heaven rejoicing.
Yes.
Come on. What a great party we'll have, you know, when we're all with the Lord. No more tears, no more anything. But the great thing about that is how it can be right now. Like, it can change in a suddenly. Yeah. Because a lot of people focus on when Jesus went and died on the cross for us, he took away our sins, which is true. But the healing was in our bodies. The healing's in our mind. The healing is to bring us joy. Our heart is healed. It's just so much available that we can have now. That's what glorious living is.
Absolutely.
You can tap into it. You don't have to wait for Sunday. You don't have to wait till you have everything together. Today could be the day where you make that decision.
Yes, make that decision.
Yeah, it's just so liberating. It's exciting to hear about.
And another part of that on the backside was after, you know, everything was done. I came back to work after my mom had passed. One lady in our staff, Donna, she prayed with me. She says, I've had you on my heart and I just wanted to pray with you. And she had this great encouragement that has stuck with me. And she says, you know, I've prayed for you and I just want you to know that you don't have to, you know, you don't have to grieve. She goes, I'm praying that God would send someone into your life that will be a mother to you, or that, and you can honor in that way. I pray that God would lead you to that person, or it could be more than one. And she said, and when you do, and when God reveals that person or persons to you, honor them like you would your own mother. And so I've done that, and you're one of them, you and Christine, your sister.
That
you guys have been my rock for me, and you've always been there, and I just, I honor you in that way,
Mary.
Just as if you were, my mom was here.
Oh, so pretty. That's a great honor.
Yeah.
And, big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Probably beautiful shoes.
Oh, yes.
But I'm telling you what, we have to realize that there's so many people around us, they're encountering these things. There was, I was remembering once Mother's Day at the church when I was preaching, and my mom came to the service that day. She's 93 today, but this was probably, maybe it could have been even 10 years ago. It was before I was pastoring the church, but I was speaking on that Mother's Day. And she was there in the church, and Jesse was sitting next to her. And I made the comment to the congregation and everybody there, you know, this is Mother's Day, and I know many of you may not have a mother. And I addressed that situation because it's a very real thing, and but not letting them know that they're in heaven or there's still some peace and strength in that. But Jesse told me later that when he said, when I said that, my mom, who was sitting next to him, Jesse's hands were on his lap. She reached over and put her hand on his hand.
I love that.
Because she knew that Jesse's mother had passed away. She passed away in 1982. And just she was just too young to have passed. I think she was like 49 years old.
Really?
And so Jesse and I were both there when she passed. And my mom knew that Jesse's mother was not there. And here it was Mother's Day. He had to been thinking, my mom's in heaven. And so his mom went to heaven on Easter Sunday. He says she always liked to party. So they were celebrating at his birth. You know they're celebrating at his resurrection. But anyways, that really touched him when my mom reached over and put her hand on him to comfort him. And so that's really what you're talking about now. God has comforted you, making you realize there are other mothers in your life, maybe not your personal birth mother, but the mother that gave birth to you. But I'm a mother in the faith. There's others, Christine, that God brings us people in our lives that we can connect with in a family way.
Yes.
The body of Christ is a family, and this is what we do. We pull together and I look forward to seeing your mom in heaven too.
Me too.
So I know that she loved the Lord, and I'm thankful to her because she gave us you.
Yes.
I know. Thank you.
What was Mary, her name? Mary, I wrote her a note one time for, I think it was birthday or something.
Birthday.
I wrote her a little poem. Did you know this?
No, wait, yes, I remember.
Mary, not contrary.
Not contrary. That's perfect for you, Mary.
Because she's not contrary.
I love it. What was your mama's name?
She was also Mary.
She was Mary. Well, thank you, Miss Mary, for
Mary.
Mary.
Yes. I love
that. She was Mary Marvella.
That's beautiful.
And I'm Mary Ellen.
Oh, wow. Mary Ellen.
Miss Mary, thank you for Mary. We love that. It's so beautiful. And that you're encouraging women out there, you know, that maybe things didn't happen the way you thought
of
they
course.
Would. But God has abundant life available, no matter what you think may have happened or may not have happened. I know we also spoke about how during this time, there's women that don't have children. They're not a mother.
That's true,
you know,
too.
Whether they chose not to have children or didn't or whatever the case may be.
Or couldn't have
any children. And they may be feeling that sorrow. And I know you were speaking about that as well.
Because that's me as well. I don't have children of my own. And that was more of a choice than that I can't have them. Mm-hmm. But again, there's a lot of reasons why we just discussed that people might not have children, whether they can't or don't want them, or they're widows, or whatever, or never been married.
Have been led not to
Correct.
Go in that direction.
Correct, and there was a lot of, sometimes there's a lot of shame attached with that, and I love I've been reading in the book of Isaiah, it goes from, and I find it interesting that it all seems connected to me. The Lord's been showing me how.
Isn't that wonderful? That's so good.
And Isaiah 53 is talking about Jesus and what he bore on the cross for us. And then it goes right into the next verse or next chapter of 54. It talks about the barren woman and how your children, basically spiritual children, will be more than those of a wife that maybe is able to have children of her own. In that same verse, it talks about being joyful in that. Mm-hmm. Then it talks about enlarge your tents, expand your stakes,
yes.
because there's growth, there's increase. So this woman who is barren, that can't have children of her own, she's increasing. There's richness there. Mm-hmm. Then it goes on to say that he will teach your children and great will be their peace.
Come on.
And then it even goes on to say, I will not there's no more shame for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then no weapon formed against you will prosper.
Mm, thank you, Jesus.
So he got told.
He's
got
thought of everything. Mm-hmm. And that if you're a widow, he is your husband.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take care of you. So
yes.
no matter what, he's got you set up.
Mm-hmm. I love that. It's so needed. People need to know these
yeah.
truths that people don't just talk about. It's so important to talk about this, that the Lord sees
yes.
you in your place and that there's no shame at all.
No. And so God, for me, brought my niece into my life who mm-hmm. is like a daughter to me.
Yeah.
And we've developed that relationship and, you know, growing up with her in my life, you know, she had kind of a little rough upbringing. But God had me just be consistent in her life and just pour into her and just
You've
love on her.
Been a mother
to her. When her
mother
at the time couldn't maybe be that to her.
Yeah.
She has also since passed away, her mother, my niece's mm-hmm. mom. And so God knows.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts the right people in the right place. And there was a time where maybe I was a little hesitant to maybe share the gospel with her in certain ways. But God just instructed me, just live your life before her. Don't mm-hmm. preach to her. Just love her. And that spoke volumes. And at times it felt a little hard. But that was exactly what she needed. And God knows. God
mm-hmm.
knows exactly how to talk to and to reach that one.
Mm-hmm.
And if I only were to reach her, it was all worth it.
Come on, that's right.
So I don't feel that I am in any way, I'm trying to find the word.
I think you less.
Like,
is that what you're thinking?
Like there's anything less
or
cheated
yes.
in my life
uh-huh.
that I don't have any children of my own because I'm able to love on her in that way.
Exactly.
And she has a child.
She
now.
Has a child, and actually now.
So you're like a Mimi.
Yeah, I am a Mimi.
I love it. Well, you're a Mimi too.
I'm a Mimi.
I am a Mimi to her little one.
Oh,
and so I feel rich and fulfilled in my own life. And I just know that there's other people that are in that same place, and it doesn't have to be a shameful thing. It doesn't have to be something to look down upon, because
yes.
God will bring someone into your life that you can minister to, whether it is another family member, could be a friend, could be a niece.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many myriad ways that God will use you to reach someone,
so
and it doesn't have to be your natural born child.
That's mm-hmm. beautiful. Oh gosh, I love this so much because there's in the world today, it's kind of sad when you think about it with women comparing each
yes.
other one to another. And then it seems like you get married and it's like, okay, so when you're having a child, and then you have your first child, it's like, well, when are you going to have another one?
Yeah.
And then if you decide to have another one, they're like, why are you doing that? It always seems like the opinions of people.
Right.
The enemy uses those things as targets to beat us down, to say we're not good enough, we're missing out. And that's a lie from the enemy, that
right.
the Lord has something just for us that's unique.
You brought something out that
yes.
the Lord wanted me to share in this too, is that, you know, sometimes you might feel, and this happened to me, that I didn't have anything to offer. And that's what the enemy was trying to condemn me with, that what do you know? You don't have a child.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to speak into anyone's life?
Oh, my goodness.
And it was me, you know, just listening to that and having to put that down, be like, no, I do have something to say. I do have something to offer. And look what it has produced.
Yes,
God, and
right.
I'm so thankful that I didn't just let that defeat me or keep me from stepping into my yes and what God had for me.
That's so beautiful. I love that, Mary. It's such, I know that's great wisdom for a lot of people that are joining us today on the program, because we all deal with disappointments in life, or maybe feel like we're not living up to someone else's expectations. But truly, the only one we need to please is the Lord. And He knows our hearts more than we even do. And so no matter what hurts you have dealt with in the past, just know that when you come to God, He can heal that. He can restore what the enemy has stolen and give you a fulfilling life. That's why we do this program. It's really all about knowing that God does truly care about us, and He came so that we can have a good life, a glorious life. That means a life that's filled with His presence and His strength and His peace. And that belongs to everybody that would just believe Him and reach out to Him. I love that.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good that we have a show like this. I mean, I was just thinking about how we have this beautiful opportunity to sit down in this amazing studio and to talk about God, to open up the scripture. We have the freedom as women to sit together and unite and talk about the Lord and just all the wonderful, precious things He has available to His daughters,
and
His
how
sons.
He can be everything to you. He can be a mother, a daughter. I mean, you can be a daughter to Him. He can be everything to you,
everything
like He'll be your husband, the Word says, if you're not even married. There are women who have chosen to not get married, or maybe there were disappointments in life and they did not, or maybe they experienced being a widow or sometime. I know there are a lot of men that watch as well, so I know you can relate to this. If you haven't experienced this, you know someone who has. And just God is calling you to be an encouragement to them and also to encourage yourself, because God has a great plan for each one of us. If we don't give up and throw our hands up or get stuck, like we talked about, or let it get lost, we could turn to Him and He can give us the answers that we need to rise up and don't let the devil be win. Don't let him win.
Don't
you
let
can
him win. No
rise
way.
Victorious and do everything God's called you to do.
Amen. That's so good. And this ministry is we always encourage and lift up. And we have a team of people. We have Team JDM behind the scenes, if you're watching online, that are ready to agree with you in prayer. So if that's you, if you
write in the comments. If there's a prayer request, we'll definitely pray with you. Many times they may have a question that can answer you or lead you in the right direction to show you what products may strengthen your life as well.
Definitely. We have so many wonderful ways you can strengthen your faith with this ministry and get connected with people who will believe with you. And that discouragement will disappear and become encouragement. I love when a boss always says, take the diss off and discourage it and replace it with make it encouragement.
Make it courage.
Yes.
You know, God came to give us courage and strength. And you know what? Women are strong.
We are.
You know,
strong.
I remember this whole movie years ago called Steel Magnolias.
I loved it.
Oh, I cried.
It's
one of my faves. It is amazing.
Get the tissues out.
I'm telling you what, though, the men just kind of hide and go talk about baseball or something else. But when the real rough things happen, those women, say a thing against the men, we love the men, but they got that movie was based on that whole thing. They were dealing with death, cancer, and this. It was hard.
Yes.
But they were steel and they're strong and they kept moving forward. We really are made of bigger stuff than you even realize.
Oh, that's
God Himself resides within us and He can make us an overcomer no matter what happens in life.
Oh, it's so good. That just reminds me of our theme, you know, create your world and walk
Absolutely.
In it.
Absolutely.
It just totally, this whole theme connects with that in such a beautiful way that it's the Christ in you that gives you the strength to be the overcomer, to live victorious, to be that mother to the motherless or vice versa, to be a daughter to somebody who's yearning to pour something into them. So it's just, it's wonderful to know that we're continually growing in Christ, and no matter
He cares about all of it.
Yeah, that's right. He does.
He cares. If it matters to us, it matters to Him.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. I love Him so much.
I know. I'm so glad I got to know Him so long ago. How long have you been born again, Mary?
Since I was six.
Six?
Six years old.
Who led you to the Lord?
I was at a church service with my
mom
and
family. Your mama brought you there, though, huh? Mama brings her babies to church.
We were drugged to church, the drug problem.
She had a drug problem. Drugged to church.
It's so good.
So many people have had that similar problem, but thankfully, mothers and fathers bring their children to church
and
it changes
their lives.
I'm so
thankful for that heritage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I know. And I know that you met your husband at a Believer's Convention. Years ago, because did they drug you there, or did you go voluntarily?
I went voluntarily.
That's good.
I went. My dad ushered there, and he invited me to go, and I went one day, and that's when he introduced me to Roy. But that's a long story.
Roy is
another story for another program.
has Roy ever been on the program?
No.
Would he?
I don't know. I don't know. Let's ask him.
Roy is our... Roy, we're coming for you. Roy is next.
Yeah. He's our head armor bearer. Yeah. There's a crew of guys that go on the road and travel with Jesse when he does, well, that they sell products or assist him in different ways in the services. And so he was working that meeting, the Believers Convention, Fort Worth or California?
That was California. It was West Coast when
West
it was still
Coast
in Anaheim.
In Anaheim, and that's where y'all met.
We met there.
And the rest is
history.
The rest is history.
I'm telling you what, there's so many love connections going on. I met my husband at Covenant Church. You see how that goes?
Wow.
Yeah, you see?
It pays to be,
that's right.
Pays to be at the right place at the right time.
Right time.
And I believe that you're here at the right time, yes, doing the right thing, and I believe that God has spoken to your heart and blessed you. We just thank you for being, yes, a part of watching of Jesse Duplantis Ministries. Those of you that are partners, so we're so thankful for you. And if you're not a partner, you can be. You can use all that information, yeah, that's on the screen. Just know that we love you and we're praying for you every always single day. You'll never go another day without prayer. Just put those comments in there and we'll stand with you. And we want to hear your comments because we believe that God is going to touch your life in a significant way.
Amen. Yes, I love that. I know I've been encouraged. This was a wonderful
thank
program. Thank
you for the opportunity. It was so strong on my heart. And I've been praying for everybody that's going to be watching this show. Mm-hmm. God's just really put them on my heart to just be in prayer for them. And I believe it's going to change lives.
Really, I do too. I believe it's going to impact generations, not just the younger women, but I mean the older women that have been disappointed in life. Mm-hmm. It is a new freedom that you don't have to be caught in the way the world looks at things. You can be at peace right where you are.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And so God will use you in such a significant way.
Yeah, I'm so happy you came
to my office and said,
Chrissy, I think I know the Lord has something he wants to share. I have an idea for a show. And that made me so excited, even just to get to chat with you about it. And that I know that so many have been blessed because of your willingness to share your testimony. It's beautiful.
So thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Love you, girls.
We love you.
Love you too. Let's work on Roy. Maybe one day.
Let me
one
tell day you, it can happen. I know the right people.
Yeah,
I'm
you
the person
do.
I can get it to happen.
Yes, thanks again,
thank
Mary.
Y'all.
I know you're going to be coming back.
Yes,
love
ma'am.
You so
love
much.
You
we
too.
Do. We love yes. you so much.
Thank you also for being here today. We so appreciate you joining us here in Studio C. I'll look forward to seeing you next week right here. God bless.